Shalom, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
I will ask Pastor Fanan to read the today's scripture in Mandarin. I will ask Pastor Wei. I will ask Brother Wei to read the scripture in English.
我将请芬兰姐妹来用中文读今天的经文，请威劳弟兄读英文的部分。
第二个 page。
尼希米记三章一到五节。那时大祭司以利亚什和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门扇，又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南叶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是英利的儿子萨克建造。哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门，架横梁，安门扇和栓锁。其次是哈哥斯的子孙乌利亚的儿子米利莫修造。其次是米士撒别的孙子比利加的儿子米舒兰修造。其次是巴拿的儿子撒都修造。其次是提哥亚人修造，但是他们的贵胄不用肩担他们主的工作。
Now we read in English. It's come from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Eliashib, the high priest, and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the ship gate. They dedicated and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundreds, which they dedicated as far as the Tower of Hananiah. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and the Shakur, son of Imran, built next to them. The fish gate was built by the son of Hananiah. They laid its beam and put its door and bolt and bar in place. Merimoth, son of Uriah, the son of Hekas, repaired the next section. Next to him, Masulam, son of Berikara, son of Mesusalobzebel, make repair. And next to him, Shadok, son of Benana, and make the repair. The next section was repaired by the man of Tekoa, but their noble would not let their shoulder to work under their supervisions.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we want to say thank you.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你。
Because we can come and worship you during this testing time.
我们为这样一个困难的时间，我们仍然能够一起来敬拜你，感谢你。
I pray that you speak to us today.
我求你今天向我每个人说话。
Speak to our heads.
向我们的头脑说话。
Also speak to our heart.
也向我们的心来说话。
Touch us, Lord, and move us into actions.
也来帮助我们听了以后能够有行动作为。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to look at the second part of the study on the book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要来看尼希米记的第二部分。
Living out God's calling.Team up.
活出召命，众志成城。
We have one sermon main point.
我只有一个重点。
How do believers team up to live up God's calling?
信徒如何众志成城地活出召命来？
We are living in a testing time of pandemic.
我们今天都是生活在疫情一个试炼之中。
And God has called us together to live out His calling.
然而神呼召我们每一个人一起来活出他的召命。
And He wants each of us to team up to do it.
他要我们都一起来同工众志成城。
For us to understand the passage, we have to look at the biblical background.
要来了解今天的经文，我们必须来先明白经文背景。
What is God's calling?
何谓召命？
God's calling consists of two main parts.
神的召命有两部分。
The first part is general.
第一个部分是整体普遍性的。
Like the Great Commission.
好像神给我们的大使命。
Living a holy life.
神要我们过圣洁的生活。
But God's calling has also a second time, and that's what I call specific.
神的召命还有另一部分就是个别独特性的。
It doesn't give it to everybody, but it gives to individuals and a particular group.
他并不是每一个人都有一样的呼召，但是特别的人他有一个特别的呼召。
Like calling Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach to them to repent.
如同神差派约拿去尼尼微城传道，让他们悔改。
Nehemiah also has a very specific calling.
尼希米他从神那边也得到一个特别的召命。
And his calling is to rebuild the Jerusalem's wall.
神对他的呼召就是要他重建圣城的城墙。
Often we may skip Nehemiah chapter 3.
很多时候我们都会跳过不读尼希米记第三章。
And we even find it hard to read out the names.
很多时候我们发现第三章里面的很多名字很难读。
We have a tendency to skip and ignore it.
我们很容易略过就跳过去了。
But however, Nehemiah chapter 3 is a very important chapter.
然而尼希米记第三章却是很重要的一章。
It's a detailed description about Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18.
尼希米记第三章其实事实上是尼希米记二章十八节的注解。
Let us start rebuilding, so they began this good work.
他们就说我们起来建造吧，于是他们奋勇做这善工。
And chapter 3 is a description of those who say they will rise up and rebuild the wall city, the city or the wall of the city.
第三章就是详细的说明他们如何奋勇做这善工。
The book of Nehemiah is clearly divided into two main parts.
尼希米记主要分成两大部分。
Chapters 1 to 6.
第一章到第六章。
Rebuilding the holy city, protecting people's physical life.
圣城的重建，讲到保护肉身的生命。
And then chapter 7 to 13.
从第七章到十三章
Rebuilding the holy law, protecting spiritual life.
其中是讲到律法的重建，保护属灵的生命。
Okay, let's go into the content of today's sermon.
让我们来看今天讲到的内容。
We answer the question, how do believers team up to live up God's calling?
我们要来回答一个问题，就是信徒如何众志成城地活出召命。
First of all,We have the same goal, to build the wall.
第一个就是我们有同一个目标，就是来建城墙。
As the leader, we need to share the goal to people.
作为一个领袖，我们必须要与大家来沟通目标。
Chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
第二章十七节到十八节。
Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins.And its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the case, of God on me and yes.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉。城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。
The leader need to share the goal.
一个领袖必须要讲出实况来。
You need to tell people you state the facts.
你必须要告诉人们实况。
Nehemiah tells the people of Israel.
尼希米对以色列百姓说
You see the trouble we are in.
我们所遭的患难你们都看见了。
After stating the facts, you need to set the goals.
在你讲出实况以后你必须要确定目标。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
State the facts.
讲出实况。
Set the goals.
确定目标。
And then we need to encourage positively.
然后我们必须要正面地来鼓励人。
I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me.And what the king has said.
我告诉他们我神施恩的手怎样帮助我并王对我所说的话。
The leader shared the goal.
一个领袖要讲出实话、说出目标。
The people need to acknowledge the goal.
那众人就必须要来认清这个目标。
They replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work.
他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们奋勇做这善工。
After the leader set the goal, we hear the goal, we need to acknowledge the goal.
当一个领袖他确定了目标分享了目标那众人就必须要来认清来回应这个目标。
This acknowledgement is made up of two main parts.
我们怎么样来认清这个目标呢是有两部分的。
We need to respond verbally.
我们必须在言语上有回应。
Let us start rebuilding.
我们起来建造吧。
Not only we respond verbally, we need to respond in actions.
我们不只在言语上有回应，我们也需在行动上有回应。
So they began this good work.
于是他们奋勇做这善工。
Words may be easy, action can be costly.
我们很容易说易行难。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢?
We need to have a personal goal.
我们需要有一个个人的生活目标。
Praise God for books like Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life.
我感谢神有一本书叫做《标杆人生》。
It helped us to find out our personal goals.
这本书帮助我们来找到我们人生的目标。
But also as a church,We need a goal.
那我们是一个教会，我们也需要有目标。
A friend of mine, the founding pastor of Toronto Cornerstone Alliance Church.
我的朋友设立了多伦多基石宣道会。
They have set up the goal of 3 hours.
他们有一个目标是从三个 R 来的。
In 2 years.
在两年中。
They want to achieve.Their goals under the 3 R.
他们想要借着这三个 R 来达到他们的目标。
The first R, rebuild.
第一个 R 是重建。
To see what areas need to be strengthened and established again.
要来看看哪一个部分需要被稳定的来建立。
And then we need the second R, reveal.
我们需要第二个 R 就是重思
What we can do about it
我们可以做什么呢
And after we review we need to reform
在我们重思之后我们需要重整
What are we going to do about it
我们可以怎么样来做呢
I think never life is never the same after this pandemic
我想在这疫情之后我们的生活跟从前不再一样了。
Church, how it run, meetings is not the same.
教会的聚会跟以前也不一样了。
When we restart again, what are we going to do?
当我们可以再一次重新聚集的时候我们将怎么做呢?
We need to rebuild.
我们必须要重建。
We need to reveal.
我们需要来重思。
And most importantly, we need to reform.
更重要的是我们要来重整。
What is the goal of HOCL?
主爱之家基督教会的目标是什么呢?
Let's not forget the goal for 2 years.
让我们不要忘记两年计划。
Our goal is to build a serving community.
我们的计划是要来建造一个服事社区。
Let's not forget about our specific calling.
我们也不要忘记我们从神来的呼召。
To the community around Fishkill.
就是来服事在 Fishkill 这附近的社区。
So we need to have the same goal.
我们需要有一个同样的目标。
And then we need to all participate in one accord.
然后我们需要一起同心参与。
All participate.
全民皆兵。
Not only Fernand, not only Brother George, not only a few leaders, but every member of HOCL.
不只是芬兰姐妹，不只是 George 弟兄，不只是一些人而已，乃是全部的弟兄姐妹都需要一起来参与。
Everybody.
全民皆兵。
And then we look at Nehemiah. We see people who are named, but we also have anonymous people.
当我们看尼希米记里面的人的时候，有些是被记名的，有些是不被记名的。
64 people are named in the team.
在这本书里面清楚记载的姓名有64个。
They're mainly the head of the family.
他们主要都是家长。
But they're also members of the family.
他们也都是很多家庭里面的组员。
HOCL need people to participate.
主爱之家需要弟兄姐妹一起来参与。
Some are named, some may be behind the scene and anonymous.
有些人可能的他们的名字很多人知道，有些人常常在幕后做事，人家可能不记得他的名字。
We need all the spiritual leaders to participate.
我们也需要所有的属灵的领袖一起来参与。
Elijah said the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuild the sheep gate.
那时大祭司以利亚时和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门。
The list of rebuilding the city wall.
在重建城墙的人民当中
it's not coincidentally, it starts with the name of the spiritual leaders.
这些属灵领袖的名字出现并不是偶然的。
It starts with the spiritual leaders.
我们是要从属灵领袖来开始带领。
The church leaders, pastors, and co-workers.
教会的领袖、牧师以及同工。
And also, you have people who are government officials.
我们也有地方官一起参与。
At least 7 government officials are involved in chapter 3.
在第三章这里，至少有7位地方官参与在建成。
Chapter 3, verse 12, ruler of a half district of Jerusalem.
其次是管理耶路撒冷那一半。
We also need people from all professions to participate.
我们也需要有从不同专业的人一起来参与。
In the book of Nehemiah, it mentioned at least 5 professions.
在尼希米记里面至少提到5种职业。
For example, verse 22, the goldsmith and merchants.
例如在第32节里面讲到银匠。
We need different people in different profession in HOCL to participate.
我们主爱之家也需要有不同职业、不同专业的弟兄姐妹一起来参与。
There may be engineers.
可能是工程师。
Medical doctors.
可能是医师。
Restaurant workers.
可能是餐馆营业的。
And the housewife.
可能是家庭主妇。
Different profession.
不同的专业。
All participate.
都需要大家来参与。
People from different areas also participate.
也有从不同地区的人一起来参与。
In the book of Nehemiah, people from at least 7 districts participate.
在尼希米记里面记载到来自至少7个不同地区的人。
Not all of us live in Fishkill.
我们并不是所有的人都住在 Fishkill。
But we all live around Fishkill.
但是我们都住在 Fishkill 附近。
We come from different areas.
我们都是从不同地方来的。
It's like a net stretched out from the church into the surrounding city.
好像一个网从我们的教会伸展出去到周边附近。
It's like chapter 3 verse 2, it mentioned about the man of Jericho.
就好像在三章第二节里面提到耶利哥人。
They don't live in Jerusalem.
他们不住在耶路撒冷。
But they always come to Jerusalem.
但是他们总是来到耶路撒冷。
So the heart, they come from a different area, but the heart are all together to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem.
他们都是从不同地区来的，可是他们都有同样一个心志，就是要来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
You also have general citizens.
我们也看到普通百姓。
We don't know what the jobs are doing.
我们不知道他们是做什么的。
In fact, the book of Nehemiah, many people's professions are not being mentioned.
事实上在尼希米记里面也有很多人他们的专业并没有被提及。
The general citizens, but they all participate.
然而这些普通百姓也都一起参与。
It's very interesting. The book of Nehemiah, the team is divided into family units.
很有意思的是在尼希米记里面这些团队是以家庭为单位的。
They're one big family of HOCL.
我们主爱之家是一个大家庭。
If it's going to be a strong, good, wonderful family,
如果我们要成为一个很大的、很有力的一个家庭，
We need all family units to participate.
我们需要每一个家庭一起来参与在主爱之家当中。
In verse 15, Salun, son of Kol-Hoset.
三章十五节，各何西的儿子沙伦修造。
Family participate together.
每一个家庭一起来参与。
Very interesting, in a society that focuses on men, the rebuilding of the city,are involved by both men and women.
很有意思的是我们看到在以色列这个以男人为主的社区里面在这个正常建墙的过程却是男女都一起参与。
Verse 12, Salum, son of Halush, and with the help of his daughters.
第十二节哈罗黑的儿子沙龙和他的女儿们修造。
The rebuilding of the city wall are notparticipate by only one gender, but by both genders.
我们这里看到重建圣城是不分性别的。
Also, HOCL, we need brothers to participate. We also need sisters to participate.
同样的，在主爱之家，我们需要弟兄们来参与，我们也需要姐妹们一起来服侍。
Some give, but some give more.
有些人有恩赐，但有些人做的更多。
We call them the zealous.
我们称他们都是竭力的。
Verse 20, Barak, son of Sebai, zealously repaired another session.
三章二十节，其次是撒拜的儿子巴路竭力修造一段。
We need all to give.
我们需要每一个人来付出。
But we need somebody to give zealously.Giving more than the others.
然而我们需要某些人比别人更竭力的去做。
But sadly, there are also people who are unwilling to participate.
很可惜的，其中也有一些人是不愿参与的。
In verse 5, the nobles would not put the soldiers to the work under the supervisors.
第五节讲到，但是他们的贵胄不用肩担他们主的工作。
They are not willing.To accept the leadership of the leaders.
他们不愿意接受那领导人他们的带领。
Likewise, in today's church, it's very sad, but it occurs.
很可惜的，在今天的教会里面也有同样的事情发生。
You have people who are unwilling to participate.
我们看到有些人就是不愿意参与。
They find it hard to work under other people's leadership.
他们发现在某一个人的带领下很难做事，他们就不愿意。
We need all to participate.
我们需要每一个人一同来参与。
We need people who zealously, who do more than everybody.
我们需要有人竭力的愿意比别人更多的来付出。
What is the nature of the work?
这个工作的本质是什么呢？
It's very interesting. It's been described into three kinds.
很有意思的，这里用三方面来提这个工作的本质。
In what we do for God, it's always good work.
我们为神所做的永远都是善工。
Verse 18, chapter 2, so they began this good work.
第二章十八节说，于是他们奋勇做这善工。
What we do for God is good work.
我们为神所做的都是善工。
Preaching is good work.
讲道是善工。
Translation is good work.
翻译也是善工。
Leading inspiration is good work.
带领敬拜也是善工。
Cleaning up the church, preparing lunch, they're all good work.
为教会做清洁工作、预备午餐都是善工。
Not only what we do are good work, we're called to do holy work, dedicated work.
神不只呼召我们做善工，神也要我们做圣工。
Verse 1, they dedicated it and set its doors in place.Building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and as far as the Tower of Hananel.
三章第一节，那时大祭司以利亚实和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门扇，又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南耶楼，分别为圣。
In a single words, the word dedicated appeared two times.
在这一节里面，分别为圣出现了两次。
The meaning of the word used means to set apart solely for God.
这里的分别为圣就是把这个事工分出来，单单为神而做。
What we do, called to do is good work. What we called to do is holy work.
神呼召我们做善工，神也呼召我们做圣工。
The third, all what we do is also hard work.
而第三方面，我们所做的也是苦工。
In verse 5, they put the soldiers to the work.
第五节，但是他们的贵胄不用肩担他们主的工作。
The word being used here.
这里用的一个字。
It's like you put a yoke.On the shoulders of a cow when they work on the land.
它是指到好像你把轭放在牛的肩上，让它来犁田。
The yoke is described as a kind of burden, a weight, hard work on us.
这里的轭讲到就是一个重担，是一个苦工在我们的身上。
So what is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
How do we participate in one accord?
我们如何同心一起来参与呢？
We need basic attendance.
我们需要有最基本的出席。
We need to continue our participation online now.
我们需要继续的来在网上一起出席聚会。
It's not a done deal. Not everybody will get online.
并不是每一个人都懂得上网。
I know that people don't want to get online on Zoom.
我知道也有一些人他不想要上网到 Zoom 这个网站。
They said it's a foreign country, product.
他们说这是一个外国的产品。
I don't want our secrets being hacked by a foreign government.
我不想要我的秘密都被探查到。
I tell you honestly, I'm afraid too.
我告诉你，我自己也是很害怕的。
I'm scolded by my family that I don't use WhatsApp, WeChat, I don't have a Facebook.
我事实上有很多社交平台，我都没有这些资料，我不用他们的。
I don't even have Facebook.
我连脸书都没有。
Because I'm afraid, I want to avoid.Online connection.
因为我很害怕这些网上的资料跟连结。
So when I have to speak online, I have no choice.
当我需要在网上讲到的时候，我没有选择。
I cannot say sorry. I don't want to preach because I'm afraid to be hacked if I use Zoom.
我不能说很抱歉，我不愿意在网上讲到，因为我怕被偷了我的资料。
Until one day I pray.
一直到有一天我祷告。
And I think.
然后我想。
I assume Xi Jinping, the leader of China, if he sit down and listen to my sermon.
我在想。如果中国大陆的主席习近平他也坐在那里听我讲道
Would I upset him politically?
那我会在政治上面让他不高兴吗
As long as I don't talk about politics.
只要我不谈及政治
I don't mind. It's okay if you get upset spiritually and religiously.
如果我在属灵上面或是宗教上面让他不开心的话我不在乎。
Then I'm not afraid anymore.
那我就不再害怕了。
I begin to like using Zoom a lot.
我现在开始喜欢用 Zoom 了。
So, brothers and sisters, don't be afraid, attend.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要害怕在网上来聚会。
And there shouldn't be any CEO in our church.
我们教会也不应该有 CEO.
Not what you think, CEO, generally.
并不是你所想的高级主管。
And no Christmas and Easter only Christians.
这个 CEO 的意思就是你不要单单做复活节和圣诞节的基督徒。
Some people would only come to church on special occasions like Easter and Christmas.
很多人都在一些特别的节期才来到教会，就像复活节、圣诞节这样的节期。
And I pray that there will not be CEO in HOCL.
我希望在我们主爱之家里面没有 CEO 这样的人。
And we need to go a step further.
我们要再做更进一步。
Generally, in most churches, 20% people only participate in serving the church.
很多教会都是20%的人在服侍80%的人。
We need to surpass this 20 participation.Active enjoying kind of a division.
我们必须要突破这样子20:80的状况。
Let's all join together.
让我们一起
join together.
让我们一起来参与。
Because what we do is good work.
因为我们所做的是善工。
What we do is holy work.
我们所做的是圣工。
Even though it is hard work.
虽然它也是苦工。
Or participate in one accord.
我们都需要同心的一起来参与。
And all do their part.
我们也需要各尽本分，各司其职。
We need to have wise division of work.
我们需要智慧分工。
When we read chapter 3, the work is wisely divided.
当我们来看第三章时，看到这个修造城墙的工程是很浩大的。
It describes about district. It describes about gates.
这里讲到区域，讲到门，城门。
There are division within the work we do.
我们在我们工作的地段有我们自己的工作。
But when we divide work, we have to divide wisely.
当我们在分工的时候，我们必须要用智慧来分工。
Five times the phrase opposite one's house is being mentioned.
这里讲到对着自己的房屋修造，提到了五次。
Nehemiah wisely divided the work and let some people do opposite their house.
在这里，尼希米他用他的智慧来为众人分工。其中一样就是让人对着自己的房屋修造。
It saved time to travel from the home to the workplace.
这样子可以缩短大家在工作的时候往返的时间。
It also, if you build the wall next to you, you impeccably work harder.
如果你知道你自己所做的是对着你自己的房屋靠近你自己，你就会更认真的去做。
If you want children's Sunday school to be successful,
如果你愿意你的孩子在学校学得很好
in Sunday school,
在主日学里
You need to involve parents with children in the Sunday school group.
父母们需要一起来参与孩子的主日学。
For those who have children themselves.
这些有孩子的家庭们。
If you want to do the youth work.
如果你想要做年轻人的工作。
You need parents with teenagers in the house to help.
我们就需要这些有年轻人的父母一起来参与。
Let's wisely divide the work opposite their needs.
让我们用智慧来分工。
And also, you need to follow steps.
然后我们需要依序建造详细规划。
Yes, all roads need to Rome.
是的，条条大路通罗马。
But Rome is not built in one day.
但是罗马并不是一天盖成的。
We need to follow steps.
我们需要依序建造。
Many, many times, the word next occurs in this chapter.
在这一章里面，其次这个词出现的非常多次。
31 times.
总共有31次之多。
Next meaning that you follow steps.
其次就是说你要跟着这个步骤。
You need also to cooperate.
你也需要配搭合作。
Although it's one after another, next also means that you cooperate together.
其次也虽然是紧接下来，但是它也有配搭合作的意思。
If we all do our own thing, it may be easier.
如果我们都是各做自己的事情，是很简单的。
But when we need to do it cooperatively, it's more challenging.
但是如果我们必须要与别人配搭的时候，那是更具挑战性的。
So what is today's application for us to do our part?
对我们今天要来做我们自己个人部分的意义是什么呢？
I found a picture with humor.
我找到一个漫画。
You rebuild a railroad.
你要盖一个铁路。
You build in two different directions. You build from two different directions. 你从两个方向要建立起来哈。But you need to connect in the middle. Fernan, do you hear me? Oh, sorry. Fernan, do you hear me?
Fernan, do
you hear me? Jimmy, can you translate until Fernan come on?
Okay.
Fernan, are you okay?
我想他的电脑可能 stopped. Okay.
Okay, so who is going to help me? Tell me, you're going to help me?
Okay.
Anytime it goes back on, we give the platform back to Fernan, 好不好？
好，没有问题。
What we do, even though we build from two different directions, we need to connect in the middle.
虽然我们从不同的方向建造，但是我们必须要中间连接在一起。
We need to team up.
我们必须要成为一个团队。
Together, everyone achieves more.
每个人一起成就更多。
So that's team.
这里有一个团队的意思。
We can compensate one another's shortcomings.
我们可以弥补个人的短处。
When we team up, we get other people new ideas.
当我们一起团队的时候，我们可以有别人新的创建。
We also help to balance one another.
一个团队也可以互相来制衡。
We also encourage one another.
一个团队可以激励彼此的士气。
We will have common points. We also have variations.
在一个团队里面，他们会有相异，也有多变化性。
How does a good coworker look like?
一个好同工应该是什么样子呢？
Unity isn't uniformity.
合一而不是化一。
We don't need everybody to look the same.
我们不需要每个人看起来都一样。
Because we want uniformity, and we need to have multi-me.
因为我们如果要是化一的样的话，我们就有很多人都像我这个样子。
I found a Russian family with five identical children.
我看到有一个俄国的家庭，他有五胞胎。
But it's very rare to see even more than three. But I see five.
平常我们看到三胞胎都不容易，但是我看到了五胞胎。
If you want 30, 60 members of OCL to be in uniformity, it's not possible.
如果我们想要主爱之家的弟兄姐妹都是一个样子，那是不可能的。
We don't need uniformity. We don't need multi-me. We need unity.
我们不需要有化一的人，我们也不需要很多个同样的人，我们需要有合一。
What is a good coworker?
还有好同工是什么样的呢？
How do you look for a good coworker?
你怎么样找到好同工呢？
A very famous pastor, Chen Yehan, he told us that you need to find from prayer meeting.
有一个很有名的牧师说，你要在祷告会里面来找好同工。
We are not doing our work. We are doing God's work.
我们不是在做自己的事情，我们乃是在做神的事。
Who is willing to do God's work in prayer?
那一些愿意在祷告里面来为神做工的人。
Every good coworker needs to be a cat.
每一个好同工都需要像是一只猫一样。
What is cat?
猫是什么意思呢？
C stands for capable.
它有三个字母，第一个字母 C 是讲到能够。
You need to find people who can do the job.
你必须要找那个人，他有能力来做这件事情。
Praise God, HOCL invite me to preach. By the grace of God, I'm capable to preach.
感谢神，主爱之家邀请我来到你们这里讲道，也感谢神，神给我有能力能够讲道。
But don't ask me to sing.
但是你不要叫我唱歌。
Every time I sing, my family, each of them, tell me to shut up.
每次我一唱歌，我家里的人，所有的人都会叫我闭嘴。
I want to, but I'm not capable.
我很想要能唱歌，但是我没有能力唱。
When I'm driving to go to church, after preaching, when I come home, I like to sing.
当我开车去教会，或是讲道完回家在路上，我喜欢开着车唱歌。
I want to sing, but I'm not capable to sing.
我很想要唱歌，可是我就是唱得不好。
I'm never a member of a choir.
我从来都没有参加过诗班。
A good coworker needs to be capable to do their work.
一个好同工必须要有能力来做事情。
We need also to be available.
我们也需要这个同工是一个有空的。
You need people who have time to do it.
你需要人他有时间来做事情。
You need people who will not just prepare Sunday school on the way to church.
你不需要有，你不想要有这样同工，他是在去教会的路上才在准备教主日学的资料。
No matter how capable you are, you are not available.
不管你多有能力，但是你却没有时间的话。
Last but not least, every coworker needs to be teachable.
而最后一项，一个好同工的条件就是要能够受教。
Willing to listen to their leaders.
你愿意来听从领袖的带领。
And more importantly, need to be teachable by God.
更重要的是，你愿意来让神教导你。
A good coworker will not all go in different directions.
一个好同工，他是不各自为政的。
A good coworker also will not form divisive groups.
一位好同工，他是不组小圈子或是各占山头的。
A good coworker will not form a one-man band.
一位好同工，他是不单打独斗的。
And also, a good coworker.Will not mind their own business.
一位好同工，他是不明哲保身，或是独善其身的。
I don't want to get involved because if I get involved, I get into trouble.
我很多时候我是不想要参与，因为我一参与我就惹了很多麻烦。
Yes, I will come to church.
是的，我会来教会。
I will give my tithes.
我会奉献。
But I do not want to serve.
但我不愿意服侍。
A good coworker will not mind their own business.
但是一位好同工却不是这样的想法的。
A good coworker realized that I can't.
一位好同工，他可能会认识到他自己不能。
But he will realize that God can.
然而他却会认知到神能。
We need to work hard, but we also need to work smart.
我们需要努力的工作，然而我们也需要用精明来工作。
We work hard, we also work smart.
我们用精明，我们也殷勤地来工作。
Smart stands for five areas.
精明这个字是有五个字母，讲到五方面。
We need to be specific.
我们需要有明确的。
What do you want to do?
我们想要做什么呢？
You need to be measurable. How will you know when you have reached it?
我们需要是可衡量的一个目标，我们是可以怎么样来达到的。
Achievable. Is it in your power to accomplish it?
还有一个就是要能够达成，是不是我们的能力可以完成的呢？
Realistic. Can you realistically achieve it?
还有一项就是要实际可行的，我们是不是实际上真是可以达成呢？
And timely, when do you finish it?
还有最后是关于时间的，什么时候我们可以做到？
Today we look at living out God's calling, team up.
今天我们来讨论的是活出召命，众志成城。
Same goal, we build the wall.
同一个目标，就是要建造城墙。
Leaders share the goal.
领袖需要沟通目标。
People acknowledge the goal.
众人需要来认清这个目标。
All participate in one accord.
全部的人需要同心参与。
All participate.
全民皆兵。
We need somebody to participate even more than the others.
然而我们需要有些人比其他的人更多的参与。
The nature of work is good, it's holy, but it's also hard work.
工作的本质有善工、圣工还有苦工。
We all need to do our part.
我们都需各尽本分，各司其职。
Wise division of work.
用智慧分工。
Follow steps.
依序来建造。
Cooperation and connecting.
配搭和连接。
I'll ask Sister Fanan to finish up with a word of prayer.
我要请芬兰姐妹来为我们祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，谢谢你提醒我们，你对我们每一个人都有一个呼召，因为我们每一个人都是你用重价买赎的，你在我们每一个人生命当中都有你特别的计划。主，今天我们从尼希米记学习到怎么样来同工，也知道怎么样来分工，怎么样来摆上自己，怎么样让自己能够在弟兄姐妹当中来顺服、谦卑学习。主，我们实在是有许多的事情需要学习，然而我们也相信靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做，因为这是主你在我们心里所担的善，所动的善功。主，愿意借着今天你所给我们的信息，再次让我们主爱之家的弟兄姐妹能够思想，在像现在这样一个疫情困难的时间里，我们每一个人怎么样能够更多的付出，怎么样的竭力仍然能够建造我们的教会，仍然能够把教会里面的爱跟教会里面福音的能力带到我们周遭旁边以及社区的人当中。恳求主赐下智慧，赐下感动，圣灵来引导我们。主，也谢谢你带领许牧师在我们当中传讲这样的信息，也愿你来建造祝福他的家庭以及他手所做一切的工。我们这样祷告感恩，都是奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。
阿们。